So Magic the Gathering is a trading card game.
Correct.
With its own characters and universe?
Also correct.
Then why is Avatar Aang on a card?
Because that's from a Universes Beyond set.
What?
Yeah, Magic collaborates with other popular franchises like Final Fantasy, Lord of the Rings, and soon Avatar the Last Airbender.
Is this a new thing?
Well, yes, but actually no.
Explain.
So Magic's been around for about 30 years, so in the long run, it is pretty new, but this started back a few years ago in 2020 with a Universes Beyond Secret Lair drop of The Walking Dead.
Wait, it's not just like fantasy and cartoon franchises?
Oh no, there's some crazy collaborations like Warhammer 40K, The Princess Bride, Doctor Who, Stranger Things, Transformers, Hatsune Miku, Godzilla, and SpongeBob.
I'm sorry, is this a trading card game or Fortnite?
There actually are Fortnite cards.
What?
Yeah, you can play the Battle Bus in Magic the Gathering.
And why are these being made?
Money. Stupid amounts of money.
Yeah, that checks. So what is your dream collab?
Well, I had two, and actually Avatar was one of them.
What's the second?
The Legend of Zelda.
And do you think that one will ever get made?
With Nintendo? I don't know, but Wizards of the Coast, if you are watching this, please, 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 please make me an ambassador for the Avatar set. I will keep begging.
Did you just break the fourth wall to beg for product?
The collector boxes for Avatar are already $900 for pre-sale.
What the fuck?